Climate change is one of the more contentious issues in the U.S.-India relationship, with India resisting the Obama administration's push for a global treaty that would mandate cuts in carbon emissions. India, along with China and some other major developing countries, argue that their economies deserve to grow, as did that of the United States, without compulsory environmental constraints. At least one major Indian newspaper noted with concern the presence in the Clinton India delegation of Todd Stern, the administration's climate negotiator. He is trying to get India to make clean energy commitments in advance of the World Climate Change Conference in December in Copenhagen. In comments in India, Clinton has said being a party to the Copenhagen process need not force India to make drastic cuts that will harm its economy, and that the fight against climate change can be a win-win proposition for India. She told reporters after meeting top Indian industrialists in Mumbai Saturday, the country can avoid mistakes of the past in economic development.
We acknowledge now with President Obama that we have made mistakes in the United States, and we, along with other developed countries, have contributed most significantly to the problem that we face with climate change. We are hoping that a great country like India will not make the same mistakes.
Clinton said India leapfrogged over older communications infrastructure with a cell phone industry that now has a half billion customers and is entrepreneurial enough to do the same thing on energy while continuing to lift people out of poverty. The secretary visits a carbon-neutral office building project in New Delhi before beginning political talks in the capital Monday with Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and other top officials. The Indian government is expected to announce two sites where U.S. firms will have exclusive rights to build nuclear power plants in India under the two countries' groundbreaking 2005 nuclear cooperation accord. Clinton also says she is optimistic the two sides will be able to conclude a defense accord guaranteeing that U.S. military technology sold to India will not leak to third countries. The so-called end-use agreement is necessary under U.S. law for American firms to bid for India's planned purchase of more than 100 multi-role jet fighters, potentially one of the largest arms deals in history. David Gallas, VOA News, Mumbai.